This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And now we reach hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Had to use mine today. Kept a cup of coffee. I had two cups of coffee, and it had to keep one of them warm until I was ready to drink it while I was doing radio somewhere else today. And it succeeded. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. My next guest, well, he is a part of the... He's taught the Arizona Concealed and Carry course for about 15 years until the goal of constitutional carry was attained. He is a writer with a prolific streak that is incredible. And, well, he is a frequent contributor here with me, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be on.
Yes, sir. Now, you've had quite a few things come out here lately. Is there something that you want to discuss before I start asking you a bunch of
questions?
Well,
I'll just remind people.
Yes.
That I did predict that the person who sent all those bombs to Democrat politicians would be caught rather quickly, and he was. Of course, several other people predicted it as well, but it's nice to be right.
Yeah, that's always right. It's always nice to be right. That is always true. So, I agree with you on that one. You did call that one absolutely, certainly. One thing that you have noticed that you have written about is I hear a lot of stuff about the Trump slump as far as gun sales.
Ah, yes.
Is that actually evident? Or
well,
is it?
We are initially, we didn't see much of it. Right off during the first parts of the Trump presidency, the sales were quite good. They weren't quite as good as the records set during the last year of the Obama presidency, but they were pretty high. And the NICS checks, the National Instant Background Checks run by the FBI, which are commonly used as a means of estimating firearm sales, are still very high. The ones that we had for October of this year were second highest on record for October.
Right.
But they are misleading. Because when you dig down into the statistics on the FBI numbers, what you find is that we have huge numbers of NICS checks being done for gun permits, carry permits, and for rechecks of carry permits. I mean, out of about 2 million checks done in October total, about a million, a little more than a million, were done for permit checks and rechecks. So when you crunch the numbers compared to last year, we're actually sales. Well, everything but, I should say, permit checks and rechecks is down, 8%, which is still pretty good historically.
Right.
But it is a little bit of a slump compared to the last couple of years.
Now, the slump compared to the last couple of years, was coming off of a constant barrage coming from Barack Obama starting in 2013. It was coming from a constant parade of Dianne Feinstein, Frankenstein getting out there and saying, let's ban this and let's ban that. And All of you out there that think that she's just some benign old lady, just remember this statement.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
And that's the issue, isn't it? She doesn't have a... Now, she's carried a gun before herself, so, you know.
Yes. The elite never have much difficulty getting a permit.
No.
One of the reasons you didn't have some type of shall-issue permit system in Illinois, it was the second to the last state, I think, to get... it was the last state to get a permit system set up, was that all of the local politicians, by law, didn't need a permit. They officially could carry, especially in Chicago. It was one of the perks of being, say, an alderman. So there was very little incentive for the politicians to set up a permit system. They didn't need one. They could already carry, and having everybody else officially disarmed was only seen as an advantage by them.
Let me ask you a question. In D.C., you know, the legislative branch always exempt themselves from most of the laws they pass, right? So why did they not exempt themselves? Well, why hasn't it always been that they could carry guns in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, good question. Well, the reason is it's all political because they granted self-governorship to the D.C. local government, even though they are by the Constitution supposed to have oversight over D.C., and they have oversight. But so it's been politically a kind of hot potato for them. They don't want to be seen as interfering in the D.C. local government too much. Now, they have, the Congress critters themselves have local immunity. As long as the legislature is in session, they basically cannot be arrested for a petty crime like that in D.C. because that's built into the Constitution. So they could carry, and many of them do have guns in their offices in D.C. So they already kind of have immunity. It's their staff who tend to get caught and prosecuted when they're like, have a shotgun shell that left over in their car that's discovered at a traffic stop or something like that.
Right. Well,
so congressmen themselves, you know, they don't have too much difficulty with having firearms in the area.
Now, do they actually want to carry, or do they want their staff to carry?
My best estimate is that few congressmen actually carry. Now, that may have changed after the baseball shooting where Scalise got severely wounded. But I don't have any good intelligence to know how many might be carrying now. It'd be a great number to find out, but it's one of those things that's not easy to find out.
It would be. It would be a great number to find out, especially, you know, I don't know how secure the Senate building is or the House building where all the offices are and everything else.
I think most of them are actually quite secure.
Okay.
They have metal detectors. They have armed security, the Capitol Police, that my understanding are quite effective. I think, you know, if you had a halfway proficient and dedicated squad of terrorists, let's say, you know, say 5 to 10 people, they could probably penetrate the security and wreak serious havoc.
But it'd be a one way in, wouldn't it?
They'd have to be a suicide squad.
Yeah.
And they would have to be dedicated, and they'd have great internal security.
Let's hold it at dedicated. We're coming up on the first break. You can find the writings of Mr. Weingarten at both Ammoland.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And there, we're talking in excess of 2,000 articles. Go check them out. This is a wealth of information waiting for you to tap into it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com. burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor, writer, activist, writer. I like what you write, Dean.
I have done other things in my life.
I know you have.
I was a defense research development assessment evaluation for 30 yeah. years. I was a military officer, and I've been a law enforcement officer. So I do have a little bit of background.
Yes.
And I have a couple of degrees, too. But anyway, I want to make something clear about this proposed or potential attack on the U.S. Capitol. It hasn't happened, and there's lots of good reasons. And our first line of defense is our intelligence agencies. And I believe that they are doing a bang-up job at detecting potential attackers long before they launch an attack, which is why we haven't had successful ones. And so there's all kinds of good reasons and methods by which we detect those people, and I wouldn't want to go into speculation on that. I think it'd be a bad idea.
Right. I had Alan Corwin on the show the other day, and
Alan. Good friend of mine.
He was taking me to task for saying the names of the Rampage Killers, which reason I say the names of the Rampage Killers is because I want them to be the ones that get the blame. I don't see how.
And they're the ones we want forgotten, not
yes.
their victims.
Well, you cite a study recently. You found a study where, what is it, an APA, American Psychological Association study,
yeah.
looked at the number of mass killings, rampage killings, or mass shootings. And there's a media tie-in. Tell me about this.
Well, what they found, and it's not surprising, it's called the copycat effect. Copycat effect, and it's been well known for decades. And when they ran their numbers, they found that probably the number of rampage shootings is doubled because of the media, in effect, promoting them by granting the killers fame after that fact, delving into all their lives, in all their personal details, repeating their names over and over again. And for a large number, probably a significant majority of these disturbed people, it's fame that is one of their major motivators to do the rampage killing. They want to be known. They may not necessarily want to survive. They may want to die, but they want to have this false immortality of being famous. And many of them, in their writings, prior to their death or sometimes after they have committed the act and survived, have admitted that it's fame that they want. One of the most famous of these was the Port Arthur killer in Australia that was used to institute their highly restrictive gun control. His lawyer was sitting next to him during court appearances, and several times he is said to have asked his lawyer, "Did I break the record? Did I break the record?" And so what this study found is that the number of rampage killings has probably doubled because of the media effect or media enhancement effect. So the media probably, in effect, are to blame for half the rampage killings in the United States.
Do you think the media would take responsibility for that? Or would they?
They've known about this for decades. Clayton Kramer wrote a paper on it that got a prize. I think he was in high school at the time. It was like 40 years ago.
Right.
And it's been known for a long time. But of course, the media, most of the media, don't want that effect known because it makes them look bad. They would have to institute voluntary controls, as they have done for other things. They did this with suicides, for example, and it worked. The number of suicides that they call it suicide contagion dropped because the media wasn't promoting it, wasn't glorifying it as much. So it could be done, But it serves their purposes to glorify, in effect, to make anti-heroes out of these rampage killers, because they gain clicks, they gain audience, they gain advertising dollars, and it serves their political purposes in pushing gun control. So, like good progressives, they're good at lying to themselves as well as others, and they aren't willing to take responsibility for enhancing the number and probably doubling the number of rampage killings in the United States.
I guess that...
There have been exceptions. There are a couple articles that I don't have right on top of my head, but I could dig them up, where mainstream media, even leftist media, have reached essentially the same conclusions. They didn't have the numbers of this APA story, but they said, yes, we have more rampage killings because of the media effect.
I keep coming back to this. I know after Sandy Hook, everybody camped out in Sandy Hook. Everybody camped out in Sandy Hook. And for a week, 10 days, all we saw, everybody started the day. Well, we're here in Sandy Hook today. Everybody's still down in the dumps. Let's talk about the news. The Oakland Raiders won their game. Yay. And after that was done, 56% of America thought this happened all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're really rare events. And the opposite side has played a lot of numbers games. But a recent term that they've coined and are putting out there is mass shooting. Not mass killings, not rampage shootings,
right,
but mass shootings in which, four people are affected. And it bumps up the numbers, and people, they hear mass shooting, they think rampage killer.
Right.
But what they don't know is they're hearing about a drive-by in a bad neighborhood by a bunch of gang members.
It's a little statistical trick, isn't it? We're coming up on the break.
It is.
You hang right there for me, if you would. And we're going to be right back talking to Dean Weingarten, who has what it boils down to is Dean's resume is just so long that if I started talking about it right now, the hour would be over. So I wanted him to talk a little bit. That's why I only throw out the snippets. You can catch his work at ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spoke on Wednesday with California Governor Jerry Brown to offer support as the state deals with catastrophic wildfires. That's a shift in tone from earlier when both were debating over how the fires were started. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke also traveled to California, as did FEMA Director Brock Long.
Our goal at FEMA is to support Governor Brown with achieving his response and recovery goals. I want to make sure that we're bringing to bear everything that we can from federal resources.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. McCarthy did address some of the GOP House midterm losses today. Frequent President Trump critic attorney Michael Avenatti was reportedly arrested on charges of felony domestic violence when he seriously injured his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor, activist, and one of my favorite areas that he covers are bear attacks. And we talked about this earlier today, Dean. There's a video going around where a bear is charging at a homeowner, and he pops him with a shotgun that is loaded with birdshot. And I gave you my opinion of this. Tell me about your dissection of this particular incident.
Well, this was in British Columbia, so it's in Canada. So it's generally harder for people to have guns there, but it's not that impossible to get long guns. And this homeowner decided to use a shotgun to try to keep the bear. There was a grizzly, a mother grizzly, and two cubs. And they had been nuisance bears around his home for a couple of weeks. He'd been gone on vacation, and the people who were homesitting were rightfully very concerned because they could never be sure where the bears were, and they tended to stick around that area, and they were breaking down his fruit trees and doing damage and generally making a nuisance of themselves. Well, as bears become acclimated to people, they're dangerous. So I'm not sure if he let the dog out or the dog was out, and the dog started barking, and he yelled or something at the bears. The bears started to leave, so he thought, I will get my shotgun loaded with birdshot to reinforce the idea of this bear that she should be leaving the area. So he fired a shot over the bear's head, and the bear continued to leave, and he thought he'll reinforce it more and fired another shot. And at that point, the bear decided she wasn't having any of it and turned around and came at him. Well, he only had three shots in the gun. They're all bird shots. And the bear started coming at him, and his wife was watching from the window and got the video that you've seen. And the bear is coming right at him. I mean, it's clear. And it's across a little bit of a driveway, so you can get an idea of the distance. It appears to be, you know, about 8 yards or maybe 9 yards away in that area. And he says he deliberately waited until it was close and that he'd made the decision to try to aim at the bear's leg to trip it so that it'd give him time to get away. And that he didn't want to run because that would trigger the reflex, the predator reflex in the bear, and it would almost certainly catch him. So he fired, and you see the bear trip. The right leg goes under and it trips, and the guy makes it inside the house, and eventually the bear leaves, I guess. Now, yeah. I agree with you that going out with birdshot to confront a grizzly bear is maybe not the smartest thing to do. But they just made it illegal to hunt grizzly bears in British Columbia. Well, it was only a few weeks ago. And there's intense political pressure against people to kill grizzly bears there. And so, you know, the fellows come up for a lot of concern that he did the wrong thing, but, you know, it's hard to argue with success. He did manage to get back inside. Now, in my opinion, these bears were human habituated, and they probably should have been killed because they're obviously a danger.
Right.
But that's not what happened.
Okay. So, I'm not going, if a bear, I've never been in close proximity to a bear where I wasn't in a zoo. Okay. Now I've got a bunch of people that want to take me hunting, and I've explained to them, if I go hunting with you, I will be loaded for bear.
Yeah, well, it's not an unreasonable thing.
I will probably have bear spray and a 10 millimeter and maybe a pump shotgun with slugs in it. And I know that I'll have to carry all of that stuff, and I will, because a little bit of walking around discomfort is probably not the same as the discomfort I would experience as I'm being eaten.
Now, what will you be hunting?
I have no idea. I think it might be elk.
See, if you're going to hunt elk, you'll have a big game rifle with you.
Yeah.
And so I'd say your big game rifle could take the place of a shotgun.
Yeah.
If I have had my druthers, large, powerful rifles are probably a little better at stopping bears generally than shotguns. But shotguns work well at close range with slugs, and they're the preferred instrument of the Alaskan state troopers when it comes to bear control, for example.
Well, how does a 308 do against a bear?
Effectively with slugs. Buckshot, not so well.
How does 308 work against with bears?
Works well.
Yeah. I would probably want to take my scout rifle out because I've got a scout rifle.
Fast handling rifle, you know. If you can have a 10-round magazine in it, I like to have a little extra ammunition available. You know, those scout rifles are meant to be handled and be very fast. And, a little practice at close-up fast shooting might be useful, too.
Well, I'm going to have a guy named Andy Langlois. You ever heard of him?
I have to say I haven't.
Andy was the one who developed the Rhodesian sling for Jeff Cooper when he was theorizing the scout rifle. So he is a scout rifle aficionado. Now, he's not exactly a purist because, like, I sent him a Boyd's gun stock, and the Boyd's gun stock takes it to a degree where it may be a little heavier than the scout rifle purist would be, but he likes it a lot better because the adjustable comb on it means that you can address the optic a lot better if you actually mount the optic the way Cooper envisioned it. So I have a scout rifle with a Rhodesian sling, as done for Jeff Cooper, and right now I have a red dot on it, but I'd probably put a 1-4 or something on it, some sort of a telescopic.
I like the the 1-4 variable scopes. They are very versatile.
Yep.
A red dot is really good for quick shooting, but it just is not as good for it. If you have to go out a couple hundred yards, it's just harder to use the red dot for fine precision.
Yep.
But I'd recommend, and you maybe do this already, but if you're walking around with that rifle, practice mounting it quickly and aiming at something. Now, you don't want to do it when there's other people in front of you, but getting that practice where you, a few hundred times or a couple thousand times, bring it up to your shoulder and, you know, point it at something.
Right.
Can really pay dividends in the speed you have in bringing the rifle to bear.
And that will mean something if a bear is charging me, won't it? How fast I can bring that rifle up. Yeah, that'll mean something. That'll pay for itself, won't it?
Well, I've always done it. And, you know, it works whether you're shooting a grouse that's jumped up or a deer. So, just becoming proficient at mounting the rifle quickly and accurately is a very useful skill in hunting.
There you go. Coming up on the last break, we are talking with Dean Weingarten. He is he's a former military officer, a signal soldier. I like signal soldiers. I was a signal soldier. A world view of knowledge based upon a book of life, especially when it has to do with guns. And, hey, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dragon Swallow Evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Firing Line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. And I have been talking to Dean Weingarten all the way up to this point. And let's go back here to this. I saw this and I just wanted to bring this up simply because, we've had the borderline shooting, but that got a lot of press, right, Dean?
Yes.
But we had the shooting at the McDonald's in Alabama, and then another concealed carrier stopped shooting in Kentucky.
Yeah, so the Kroger store.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Kroger shooting, because while they're out there talking about, well, of course, you know, we need more gun control. Gun control would have meant more people were dead in the case of Kroger and the McDonald's in Alabama. So tell us what we know, what you know about.
Well, in the Kroger shooting, this mentally disturbed man who was a prohibited possessor, he wasn't legally supposed to have a gun.
Right.
And he was apparently was a racist, or is a racist. He was captured alive, so he still exists. And he went into Kroger's and he killed an elderly black man, I think 69 years old, shot him several times.
Right.
Then he came out and he approached a black woman, a devout Christian lady who was 67. And he shot her and killed her. But while he was doing that, there was a concealed carrier, a young black man with his wife, and he yelled at the guy, you know, not to do it. And, but he shot and killed the woman. And then the concealed carrier responded and traded shots with the murderer. And basically, at that point, the killing stopped. But it gets even more complicated because there was another concealed carrier in the area. And as best as I can tell, and it was uncertain when I wrote the article about it, at what point this other concealed carrier was involved, but he saw the fellow who turned out to be the murderer, but of course he didn't know that at the time. He just knew shots had been fired.
Right.
And he had his pistol out at his side, and this other person had the pistol out at their side. And the murderer said, "I won't shoot if you don't." And then he supposedly said something racist, "Whites don't kill whites." But the killing had stopped before that when he had gotten into a gunfight with Dominic Rozier, who was the black man, and his wife.
Right.
And so, in my opinion, Rozier is the one who stopped the killing. He witnessed the murder. He reacted. He protected himself and his wife. At that point, nobody else was shot. And the fact that this other concealed carrier did not shoot the murderer is absolutely understandable. It shows the extreme restraint that he exercised, because he didn't know who was the mass murderer, or if there was a murderer. He just knew gunshots had been fired.
Right.
So he sees somebody with a gun in his hand. He doesn't know if that person is a threat or not.
Right.
And the person says, "I won't shoot you if you don't shoot him." Well, there's no reason to shoot at that point. So I think both concealed carriers did extremely well, and that Dozier is a hero and should be lauded, and hopefully will be. I'd like to see the NRA take notice of him and maybe have an interview with him or do a talk show on him.
You have also, you have his contact information? Or can you get it?
What was that, Bill?
Do you have Dominic Rozier's contact information? Or do you know how he did it?
I do not. I haven't been.
I'd like to have him on. I'd like to have him on here. Interesting
thing. Would be great. And
yeah.
Maybe we can figure out a way to make that happen.
Yeah. Interesting. Did the police not look at him and automatically kill him because he was black?
No. I mean, and see, and that's another thing. He's a black man. He's got a gun. They didn't shoot him. They didn't arrest him. They said that he had acted properly, and that helps destroy this mythology that any black person with a gun is automatically going to get killed by police.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. And John Lott has done a fair amount of research on this, and according to him, minorities and women in bad neighborhoods are the people who benefit the most from having concealed carry permits and going about armed. So this was a good case to illustrate that just because a black person is armed and defend themselves doesn't mean they're going to go to jail or be abused by the police.
And as far as we know, Dominic Rozier has not been arrested or anything, no charges.
No, we know for sure he hasn't. And the police specifically said that they were not going to arrest him, that he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
They interviewed him, but they didn't take any action against him. Now, there was one black commentator that said that because Dominic was not being lauded in the media, that showed that the media was against black people. No, I think it's because they don't want people to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter if they're black or white. So maybe we can rectify his lack of media attention.
Well, I'll give you hook me up with him, and I'll give him all the media attention I got to give him. I'll have him on both shows.
I'll see what I can do, but I can't guarantee anything.
Of course. I don't expect. But, you know, it is interesting, though, that.
Now, I wanted to mention something else about rampage killings.
Sure.
Because there is a lie that is constantly presented when a rampage killing happens. And they repeat it over and over, and they say, "This never happens anywhere but in the United States." Well, it's absolutely false.
Right.
And, in fact, we had a significant rampage killing with firearms in Russia just a couple weeks before the shooting at the Kroger's.
Right.
And it got almost no press. So it means I probably should write an article about it just to help get it out there and on the record.
Yep.
These things are often forgotten, and then nobody mentions them later. John Lott has studied that too, and he found we're way down on the list of countries with rampage killings, because it is something that in a lot of countries they don't like to report, and the reports are often not in English. And if they don't make it onto the internet in English, they don't get noticed by the American media. But he found a significant numbers that dropped. Instead of the United States being the leader in rampage killings, we're actually pretty far down the list.
Right. Well, yeah, and what are we, like 25th? 23rd?
Something like that. I don't have the article right in front of me, so I hesitate to state a number on the air. But I know that there had been a leftist professor at a university that made the claim that we were very, very high. You know, we were the highest in the world and had a higher percentage than anybody. And the reason he did that is because he just didn't do good research. He didn't check out a lot of sources. John Lott looked, actively searched for sources in countries, in places that didn't speak English, and found numerous rampage killings that the original paper had missed.
Well, and we're about to run out of time, so I won't even go that way. For those of you that are intrigued by what Dean has to say here and want to look a little deeper, you should go to ammoland.com. Go look at all contributors, Dean Weingarten, Weingarten. And I think we're going to do something in January, you and I, hopefully, when we're in Vegas.
Yeah, hopefully that'll work out.
Yeah. So, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Very good.
Very good. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.